Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I just like the explosion of when it goes in my mouth. So what is that? That's the caffeine, right? What are you doing, scissor? I thought it was at work. Oh my gosh.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, coming up at 1 o'clock, Warren Moon, my man.
We'll see.
Warren Moon, of course. Okay, I'm going to say it. Greatest quarterback in Houston Oilers history.
Wow.
Was he better than Pastorini?
What, Steiny?
Was he better than Dante Pastorini?
Dante.
Spadoni knows who Pastorini is. Quarterback for the Raiders.
Hey, yeah. What about the NFL? That's
what
how
about you, it?
One of the best to ever play in the NFL.
I would say.
That's how you do that.
Tom
there.
Brady.
No, I'm just saying he's up there. Warren Moon.
He's up. What do you mean?
You said, is he one of the best Oiler quarterbacks? I'm saying, no, best quarterbacks to ever do it.
Well,
don't rob him of.
When does your best quarterbacks ever, how many numbers are there? How many great
quarterbacks? Say what you mean. Say what. He quarterbacked one of the biggest collapses ever in the playoffs.
No, my question is, how many?
Not to Jim Kelly either. Go ahead.
How many quarterbacks would you say are all time greats? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Is it?
Wow, here we go.
Is it 50?
I could give you a quick 10. Nobody wants, yeah, but I do want to get it off. I'll leave somebody out and
all
get
mad. I'll tell you what. Just name some quarterbacks, and I'll tell you if they were better than Warren Moon.
Dan Marino.
Yes.
All right. I wouldn't fight you there. Elway.
Yes.
Staubach.
Yes.
Troy Aikman.
Yes.
Now, what are you basing this?
Joe Montana. Steve Young.
No, Young one better than Moon.
Oh, come on.
Not to me.
888.
Young had a cowboy problem. I love you, Steve.
Oh, please.
Yep, he had a cowboy problem. Joe didn't.
You better take that sniffle back. Hey, 49er fans, you heard that. Aikman?
Three rings.
Like I'd put Aikman above.
No, I wouldn't fight you.
Montana, Young.
Roethlisberger?
No.
Big Ben?
I didn't like Big Ben.
It's personal.
I don't like Tahoe. Yeah. But no, you know what? No, I think if you're talking about the quarterback position, yeah, I think Warren Moon was better than Roethlisberger.
And I'm one of those guys that if he were in that Dallas system, would they have won those Super Bowls?
I don't know.
See, I believe so.
Okay.
All right. Well.
And I'm not disagreeing with you. She's trying to.
Jim Kelly?
Yes. It's better.
Would you like to guess Warren Moon's playoff record?
See, this is going to get me mad.
It might get you in trouble.
2-7.
Evan, I'm going 3-5.
3-7.
Oh.
He got the Dax. Hopefully he ain't listening.
Who, Dak or Warren Moon?
Warren.
Let's go to Will in the East Bay. What's to talk about?
Damn.
Another of the greatest quarterbacks of all time, Brock Purdy.
Brock Purdy.
Hey, Will.
Stop! Well, good afternoon, or good morning, guys.
Yeah.
Good to talk to you again. Always my pleasure. Don't leave out Otto Graham and Johnny Unitas, by the way.
Yeah.
There you go.
He's too old. I got a thought on this Brock Purdy thing, though. Because in a perfect world, if Kyle Shanahan expedites this offense, this team's going to do really well. But it's predicated around the run. I'm sure you'll agree with me. Just like that last game, keep that other quarterback off the field. But the catch 22 here is his numbers are going to be more pedestrian. I'm talking Brock Purdy.
Right.
Than they were last year. Don't expect a 4,035-5, okay, in an MVP. They're going to be more pedestrian. He's going to be looked on more as a game manager. But in the when you look at the macro on this thing, this is a very dominant offense that's being run by a very efficient quarterback, okay? I had one other thought, too. You had touched on that Super Bowl. And all Super Bowls have their ebbs and flows unless there's a lot of sloppy play. Well, that was not the case. AC in San Francisco, aside from a McCaffrey fumble, Mahomes interception, you know, a special teams screw up, those teams played stand-up to a draw at the end of overtime. And my point is, I kind of thought about this a lot. I think where this game is lost is I think Shanahan went up to Steve Wilks. And he basically asked, are we ready to go or are these guys gassed? And he says, no, we still got a lot of salt in the tank. Okay? And he took it. They won the toss, but they had to score a touchdown. They had to assume that the other guy on the other side, number 15, was going to come back with a touchdown, just like Tom Brady has done so many times, you know, against Matt LaFleur. He didn't give the ball to Rodgers. You know what I'm talking about. But I think when they got the ball and they had to settle for that field goal, and I remember watching the game and I shook my head. I just said, this one's over.
Right.
Right there. And I think that Lynch was really pissed off for no other reason than he basically thought that there was still something left there with the defense. And you have a defensive coordinator who doesn't allow a touchdown in a Super Bowl in regulation lose his job. And I'm kind of thinking that maybe the word that Shanahan got from Steve Wilks wasn't really accurate, that defense was, in fact, getting very tired. Anyway,
yeah,
just wanted to weigh in on those thoughts, guys.
No, appreciate it, Will. And we can touch on that. But I do think he's right. I think there's a chance Purdy's numbers won't quite be as good as last year. And then we got to figure or factor in what it really means. And I mean,
but it doesn't change the goal of the team.
No, right. But it might change the number on his deal.
No doubt about it.
And here's the other thing I'm thinking.
But even if they go far and win it all, and let's just say his numbers are pedestrian, Stoney, I know we don't want to get into this today, but wouldn't that supersede any touchdown to interception ratio?
I don't know.
I think that's what it would weigh heavy on my metric if I was like, did we get it done? If this dude runs us to the Super Bowl, obviously he had to be better than he was bad. I think that's when we're talking about resetting the market.
I mean, the other thing is, if there's a lot to me that works against Purdy. One is Kyle likes to run the football. The other thing I think that's working against Purdy is, and I talked a little bit about this yesterday, but it's a different context, is if the 49ers play with a lead most of the game, they're probably going to run the ball more than they throw it.
Mm.
And if they don't throw it a lot, and they're really, really successful. Yeah, I think that plays into the conversation about Brock Purdy and what you do with him. I mean, what you pay him. But I don't know to what extent. I mean, I don't know to what extent. Damon's in San Leandro. What's up, Damon? How you doing, man?
That's a good day. It's Friday the 13th, and I was born on Friday the 13th, so
hey,
I can't complain.
Congratulations. There you go. Yeah. Jason.
Well, today is not my birthday, but I just like Fridays. Nevertheless,
yes,
you spoke about Warren Moon being the top quarterback in Houston Oilers history. Are we forgetting George Blanda?
Oh, come on. His heyday was with the Raiders.
Well, the thing about it, he did quarterback the Houston Oilers back in the early part of their history.
Yeah,
and if I'm not mistaken,
call.
I think he won a championship.
I don't think
the AFL.
Oh, in the AFL.
Yeah.
You really think Blanda was better than Warren Moon?
Well, he also kicked field goals.
That's true.
Thanks for the knowledge, Damon.
For the win.
Oh, that's the kind of stuff I love.
Didn't he also quarterback till he was like 50?
Yeah. Yeah, I think he did.
Oh, my God.
Modern day Brady.
By the way, I'll wait to bring this up, but I do want to bring it up.
About, people saying don't forgive Steve McNair and Houston Oiler before they went to Tennessee. It was Oiler.
How many years did he quarterback?
I want to say like 9. I'll get it for you. Go ahead.
No,
don't let
right.
you forget.
No, I want to do the thing that you got ready for me.
Oh, yeah.
Me.
Well, we came in today.
Set it up.
All right. We came in today. All four of us were having the discussion about had we known that Christian McCaffrey was going to miss the Jet game, the impact individually that would have had on what we thought was going to transpire in the game. And lo and behold, the Niners clicked on all cylinders. We saw, a running back be born with J.P. Mason in his carries? It was 1 week. But the bigger shock to me driving to the home to Union City after the win by the Niners was, damn, this offense still can go. I know it's 1 week without Christian McCaffrey.
Sure.
So we were talking in the green room today like we do on Payday Friday, and it basically centered around how many Christian McCaffreys, how many ones at the running back position have won Super Bowls? Is that a must? Is that a mandate that if you have a star stud Eric Dickerson type quarterback, Tony Dorsett, Roger Craig, Joe Cribbs, whoever, does that get you to the dance? And what this stemmed around from was your question about how important the running back is to the quarterback and wide receiver and the discrepancy that we all know, you know, which is the pay. So if you don't mind, what I did or what we did is I went back to 2012,
okay.
The Super Bowl winners. Okay?
Okay.
So I'm going to list the starting running back, tailback, for the teams that won the Super Bowl since 2012 up until last year.
All right, before you do it, you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco. Always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. After you give us all these guys' names, is there going to be a conclusion to draw?
Well, that's up to you and you decipher, you know, what you get from this. But it kind of bothered me.
Okay.
I got a cough.
All right.
Okay, so I'm going back to 2012.
Okay.
The Baltimore Ravens beat the New York Giants, and the starting running back was Ray Rice.
Okay.
Would you call him a I guess he's got to be a one, right? Evan Spadoni? What would Ray Rice be?
He used to be.
Okay, so when they won, he was still in his, we checked the box,
yeah,
I'm with
he
you.
Probably was a year was or two removed from first team, but he's a good running back.
Okay. 2013, Seattle Seahawks win their first Super Bowl. Marshawn Lynch.
Yeah, he's a big boy.
He's a one.
Let's call him big boys.
Okay, big boys.
Yeah.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Big boys. Okay, New England the year after. LeGarrette Blount.
No.
They beat the... Okay, gotcha.
Well, he is a big boy.
He's a big boy, but he ain't a want. He's playing with you on payday Friday.
Let me tell you something about LeGarrette Blount.
Oh, Stoddy, what are you going?
He did something in college that he really got in trouble
Boise
for.
Boise State.
Boise.
Boise State.
Yeah, he punched the player. Or
actually,
fan.
I think he hit him with his helmet. Yeah.
Okay.
And then
not get sidetracked.
Oh, all right. Now you messed me up. Now we got Denver. C.J. Anderson, when they won their Super Bowl.
Go Cal.
C.J. Anderson, Stani. I don't think he was a one at that juncture.
All right.
Then we got LeGarrette Blount with the Philadelphia Eagles. He's not. He was still a no. Okay. And then we got Blount again with the New England Patriots in 2014.
This guy's a mercenary.
Holy hell.
Yeah, he went so...
You know what? Why is he not in the Hall of Fame?
Anyway, Sony Michel, 2000.
No.
Okay. Clyde Edwards-Helaire.
Who?
Yeah.
No.
Okay. Cam Akers with the Rams. No. What? He ain't even on a squad no more.
Well, years go fast in football. Like, you could be good last year and be terrible right. next year.
Like McCaffrey.
Yeah. And then the last 2 years, Pacheco. Who was not a top pick with the Kansas City Chiefs. So what bothers me about this list, Donnie, there's some good running backs, but not it. You don't have to have a number one at running back to win a Super Bowl. And I didn't like this exercise because you think of all the ones, Zeke Elliott, Barkley. Who else can we come up with that haven't even sniffed a Super Bowl? But you got average guys at the run. I'll call them sevens. I believe you can win a Super Bowl offensively with a 7 at running back, a pretty damn good offensive line, but a stud quarterback or receivers. And that's why I think the pay is what it is because if you have, I know running backs have different styles, but Stani, if those holes are open, the game is move the chains. And if I can get you 3.5 to 4 yards, 3 or 4 yards a carry, I mean, you don't need Walter Payton. Just look at this list. And we went back to 2012.
Yeah. Hey, I got a question for you.
You didn't like it.
No, I do like it.
Yeah.
I do like it.
I didn't like your energy.
Well, I'm trying to
the music from Evan.
No,
you let him throw you off.
I'm trying to think of the conclusion. So let's say in the last 12 years, okay. You don't need a big boy running back.
Is that why the pay is what it is now with the running backs and how I tried to be Malcolm X and say they're youth, I don't like what's going on? I think this, if you allow me to insert this to the jury, present this to the jury,
nice.
It kind of outside of Marshawn Lynch, Steiny, and Ray Rice, it's not a prerequisite.
No, it's not. No, I think you're right on that. The question is, if you have a big boy, you don't throw him back, right?
You don't throw him back in.
You would never. Okay, I guess my question is, would you rather have one of those backs at $4 million a year or McCaffrey at $16 million a year?
Now I'm starting to believe it.
Well,
the $4 million. And look what the Niners did in 19. They didn't have a McCaffrey. They had a three-headed monster.
But you know what? Mostert. Is good.
He was
like he's a good running back.
Jeff Wilson Jr. as hurt as he was, but my point is they got it done by committee. They went to the NFC Championship with Breida and Elijah Mitchell.
Let me stipulate.
Yeah, Kyle knows how to dial it up.
See, I'm not hating
on McCaffrey because I love him.
I'm not being a nitpicker here, but when I hear you say they did do it by committee, I think of that as we got two running backs. both of whom ran for 600-700 yards. I think he's had a different big boy each year, but not, I don't want to use big boy because I'm using big boy for the big boys, but in each year the Niners did have a number one running back. It just happened to be a different guy every year. Hey, I got one for you.
Yeah.
What does Andy Reid call it when Isaiah Pacheco goes out into the flat? The Pacheco pass. Spado gave me a 4.
I don't know if that's true or...
Well, it's not true. It's
some of your worst work, and I want to talk to Spadoni. We got to review
the... Have you ever heard of the Pacheco Pass?
Oh, no.
It's in the Bay Area.
Okay, that's why it didn't resonate. No, what's up with the Pacheco Pass?
Well...
Where is it?
It's in Pacheco.
Shout out my old boss, Richard Pacheco from AmeriQuest Mortgage.
No, so you've always heard that on the... Hey, we got trouble at the Pacheco Pass.
I have not.
A big rig and a semi.
Now that makes sense on why... He gave you a 4.
I'll go to the text line for that. Give me a number.
Oh, Frank Gore. A lot of people saying Frank Gore, but he didn't win. They lost to the Ravens. But had they won Frankie G, he would have been a 1 to me.
Yeah, definitely.
Frank Gore's going to the Hall of Fame.
You would think.
Kaepernick's going to the Hall of Fame.
Why would you do that?
I wanted to see how many seconds either one of you said, put the jungle juice down.
510.
What?
Oh, my gosh.
I live in Pleasant Hill. Where is Pacheco Pass? I don't know. You didn't tell us where.
510 says not in the Bay Area. That's Gilroy, Los Banos.
Correct. Yes. I thought that's what you're referring to. I was on the phone. Sorry.
Oh, boy.
Oh, really? Oh, so. Yeah,
so you turn right at Gilroy instead of keep going, like going through there to Morgan Hill, you'd veer right.
Right. And that's the Bay Area. Yeah,
if you're going to like Fresno or anything, you'd cut through the Pacheco Pass.
Yeah, it's the Bay Area.
Ah, no.
Okay, so then let me ask
Morgan
you a question.
Hill's Bay Area, not Gilroy.
Yeah, all of that.
Hey, Spadone, you don't make the rules on this one. Why then do they include the Pacheco Pass in traffic reports if they're not Bay Area?
Because they impact Bay Area traffic?
Evan
is my MVP,
Put it in the Bay.
Bonnet. Dude, a lot of people aren't familiar with it.
I was about to give you a 1.
I was like, Pacheco. I thought that was the actual name of the play. I was like, okay, Pacheco. Oh, boy.
Yeah. Wrong, Steiny. That's not the Bay Area. See, this is what...
People say that's the Altamont.
This is what people don't get. Yes, it is in the Bay Area.
We'll see.
It's in the Bay Area. It's like, I do... That, like Guru does, 49ers have won 7 Super Bowls.
Oh, no.
Even though it's not true, no. I'll just maintain it is.
No, they could have. Yeah, I'm your guy. Pacheco Pass.
Well, somebody took issue with you because now I like the way you phrased it, could have. In the past, you have had the word should in there. At times.
Had Clay and KD not gone down, that thing was a wrap. Had Draymond not got suspended up 3-1, that's a wrap. 4+2 is Dr. J. 6. We got robbed of 2 parades.
They could have won 6.
They should have won 6.
They shouldn't
injuries
have.
And
how
suspensions.
Could they win? How could they win a title when they're banged up like they were?
Banged up when?
Durant and Clay got hurt.
Clay tried to dunk and got hurt.
Exactly.
If he would have laid it up.
Exactly.
He'd still
You're
be
making
here.
My point. Just say could and we could avoid all this.
Oh, could. I'm a team player.
I think I originally said Pacheco Pass was like near.
There. I didn't want to do this.
It's in the Bay. It's just. I did mess up the location.
Uncle Looney, is Half Moon Bay the Bay?
Yes.
Of course.
Please. You know what? If you want me to run down what is and what isn't, I can.
Yeah,
I'm
out too. Yeah, the boss is like, yikes.
No, the boss.
Oh, your best friend, huh? Trouble in Paradise?
Yeah, by the way. Oh, boy. By the way, what are you doing, man?
What do you mean?
You know what I mean.
No, I feel left out, that's all.
Like the kind of stuff you're saying to the boss about me. Like, what are you doing?
I did it in front of you yesterday. You look mad. I said, maybe I shouldn't have did that. You look kind of agitated.
You know what?
If you can't laugh at yourself, who can you laugh at? Michael Irvin. That's what I'm asking the great Rich Mitchin.
He didn't.
Now, why would Evan do that?
He didn't make that up. Never hear report. Pacheco Pass is part of folks commuting from the South Bay, including the Valley. You all know. There you go. You only know. Yeah, I think count the bucket. Pacheco Pass.
Yep.
Absolutely count it. All right. 888-957-9570 is the number.
So what?
We got how much seconds, Stan? I got to ask you a quick question.
I'm shook.
Have you ever been to a live auction?
Did you see the boss just came in?
No.
He did. And he glared.
It's pain.
Back to Wiggins. Back to Wiggins. Okay, go ahead. Finish off the segment.
Have you been to a live auction?
Live auction? Yes, I've been to a live auction.
Is it incredible that Joe Cunningham did it last Friday at Harding Park? Go on, watch 1,100. Do I got 1,200? Do I got 1,300 in the back? All right, 14. It's incredible what they do. Like jockeys.
Yep. We got to get back to football.
Yeah. Back to the weekend.
Yeah, so you know what? You know what? Filmo Mike's right.
Well, you fell off with the Pacheco pass.
I didn't know where to go after that solid running back list.
You didn't like it either.
No, I did. Yeah. That's not true.
Yeah.
That's not true. But I just know that it's a blow to your knowledge that no running back with the ha-ha has won a Super Bowl in a long time. Marshawn didn't even have the ha-ha.
That's what made him who he is.
No,
He had Fred Astaire feet.
He ran over people.
And he could shake
you. Do you want me to get the soundbite of running through a guy's face?
The playoffs against the Saints, when they shocked the world and beat the Saints in Seattle.
He ran over people.
No,
he didn't have the ha-ha.
Yes, he did.
He's trolling. We need a Matt Trollman segment because you do it the best, and then I just bite like a dum-dum. Did the boss really come in?
He did.
He said we got to go.
All right. 888-957-9570. Warren Moon coming up in 45 minutes. Warren Moon, 45 minutes. Download the Odyssey app directly from our QR code on both YouTube and Twitch. Brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low-rate auto loan, apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer.
Yo, this is John Spider Sally, four-time NBA champion, and you are listening to Steiny and the Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Tell you what we should do. We should have Sally on speed dial, and every time the show slows down a little, just give him a call.
Do we slow down?
What?
We get off track.
During those infrequent times.
Yeah.
I'm a big man.
Mm-hmm.
I was wrong.
About the Pacheco pass.
I didn't realize
that
there's... I thought the Pacheco pass was in Pacheco. Apparently it's not.
Oh,
there's
man.
There's a city called Pacheco.
What's up, Guru?
Oh.
And then at the...
That's bad.
It's not bad.
No, I do stuff like that. Ah.
It doesn't matter. It's not the Bay Area anyway.
So you looked it up, or who brought that to your attention?
Well, somebody said the Pacheco Pass was down in the South Bay, and I was like, wait, I thought it was up near Benicia and Port Costa.
Get your game ready for Warren, baby.
Right. Hey, let me ask you this. If I asked you, well, I want to get into some of this sound that we didn't get into yesterday, and a lot of it's really good. And I want to start with Alex Smith. Alex Smith was on with McAfee.
Okay.
And he was talking about Brock Purdy. Because I want to get into Purdy and what some people are saying about him. This is Alex Smith talking about Brock as a pocket passer.
I think he's got the most courage in the pocket than anybody in the NFL. I mean, this guy stands in there and take hits, and he is just like unflinching, right? Like his focus downfield never wavers. It's a gift to his. Obviously, he's accurate, but like I think that poise and courage is something that, again, like how do you quantify it? And we're so caught up in size and speed and arm strength and hand size and like that. And like, again, none of that stuff I really think matters. This guy can play ball, and he's been playing ball at a high level for a long time. And yet, again, he falls to the last pick in the draft. Like, how does that happen?
See, here's where, first of all, I do want to say it does feel like And I'm not saying Alex Smith wasn't this way, but it feels like more and more people are realizing that Brock Purdy's pretty good.
Yeah.
But I would say this. I would expect Alex Smith, the kind of quarterback he was, to really like Brock Purdy's game.
Right. But, again, let's take it a step further.
Okay.
When I'm going Tom Cruise, a great movie, Against All Odds, and you're Brock Purdy, Steiny, I think you can't pull off what you've done to seize the opportunity that was blessed upon you by not staying in the pot. Like, you got to, you know what I mean? Like, that's part of his moxie and who he is, and that's why we're here, is his ability to look downfield but also take that punishment. You know, we've seen some good ones. Derek Carr, I felt like he got ruined because he was thinking about the punishment too much. But I look at Brock Purdy, that is something. And Jeff Garcia's of the world. Stanley, when I hear those names, those are dudes that stood back there and got the, you know what, they got hit hard. And that is one of Brock Purdy's attributes, is hanging in there and delivering the ball.
But I also think the one thing that Kyle loves about him is the way he gets out of the pocket and doesn't take chances when he gets out of the pocket. For the most part.
He's got we've seen him throw some balls. Jacksonville last year on the road.
Can I be honest? Yeah. Like, this is just one of the things that I can't stand.
Which?
The greatest quarterbacks of all time have thrown interceptions.
Right.
It's like, for the most part, you can probably count on one hand his across the body, well,
31
throws.
To 11 last year. It exactly. Looked like he got a problem.
Exactly.
He takes chances.
But I think, you know, I think he's turned into the kind of quarterback that Kyle Shanahan loves. He can throw from the pocket. When he gets flushed from the pocket, he can scramble for a first down or throw on the move. But he's not just a runner when he gets out of the pocket.
And he's not Jimmy Garoppolo.
No, he's much more mobile than Jimmy Garoppolo.
And his pockets are about to be fatter than Jimmy's.
We'll see.
Well, Jimmy for a couple of days was the highest paid in the league now.
And listen, I don't know where I want to go with this, and maybe there's nowhere to go. But that's what hit, like, it really is. When we talk about Brock Purdy and what they're going to pay him, and is he the future of the franchise, and will he be the quarterback for the next 8 years, it doesn't matter. Like, it doesn't.
So Sunday in Minnesota,
it doesn't matter. Yeah. Huh,
I got you.
Yeah, I just...
I get it.
What matters is that he is a successful quarterback for the San Francisco 49ers, and they win games. But here's what I mean more, and I don't believe in jinxes, but...
I do.
After seeing what happened to Tua, after seeing Jimmy Garoppolo get banged up for the Niners... It can all change in one play.
But you're talking to every player in the league.
Well, yes and no. What the difference to me with Purdy is, like, if Brock Purdy were
been hurt.
Exactly. So if Brock Purdy were to get banged up, and I'm not saying this is conjecture or anything like that, then all of a sudden we're going to say, well, now he's been hurting 2 out of 4 years.
And I understand.
Well, that's kind of Garoppolo territory. So what I mean, what I'm trying to say is, yeah, Purdy, eventually they're going to have to make a decision on paying him and what to pay him. But we got so much longer to go. Like, he's got to get by every single week.
Okay.
He's got to be solid. 14 out of 17 games. He's got to stay healthy. All those kind of things. And I get that that's not a given, and that goes for every team. But I do think it's particularly pertinent to Purdy, because we do talk about what he's going to make a lot. And what he's going to make, really, most of it's going to depend, I think, on the next 16 games. And damn, anything can happen.
Right.
Like, in 2 weeks, we could say, oh boy, I wonder if Purdy's injury prone. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. But on the Purdy scoreboard that we talk about, and I know people don't like it, but I put it there, and it was there before this season started. When you just talk about his personal journey, but at the end of the day, if we keep getting more games, let's just say there's no McCaffrey in Minnesota,
okay,
and they come out and he does his job, and let's just say we get another week, 3 weeks of tasting what life is without McCaffrey and Brock still is balling. That, to me, the game, yeah, the team got to win, but Steiner, you can't, nobody can take away from me. It's almost like a doubleheader of wins for the Brock Purdy scoreboard for guys that I work with, and I wasn't saying you were ever wrong, that were like, okay, let's see if Brock is really a byproduct of the system and what it'll look like without such and such. Well, we're getting that also. And I know it was one game Monday, but my goodness, that went a long way just for the dub of Brock Purdy not tripping over himself and wet in the bed against what we all thought was a Jets good defense led by Robert Saleh. You go up to Minnesota, and again, this could all be vamoose if McCaffrey plays, but Steiner, you can't tell me that's not doing well for Brock. Nobody will say it to ball out without McCaffrey.
No, here's
like
the way.
Those are extra points. He's racking up.
What if I told you
on the Brock Purdy scoreboard?
Yeah. What if I told you I actually think it'll work the other way?
Now this is amazing because you wanted to. You're the author of wanting to see Purdy without some weapons,
right?
So now how does it? I'm just listening. But what does it? How does it go the other way?
But like. I don't think he balled out on Sunday. He was fine.
Stat-wise.
Right.
Okay.
So here's the thing. One thing that always bothered me, but now I look back on it and I think, well, maybe that was the truth. Remember the game where Jimmy Garoppolo threw eight passes? I think it was Minnesota, right? He threw eight passes against Minnesota in a playoff game. And everyone's like,
that was Green Bay, the Packers.
Green Bay, okay. I'm sorry. Yeah, right. You're right. I think that was a game Mostert might have carried 32 times. But
they used that against him.
Exactly. Exactly.
But he threw 29 times Monday.
Right, but they ran 37 times. So what, like if they rely on the running game so much, it's going to lead, like, that's one of the reasons that people aren't giving Brock Purdy as much credit as he deserves. Mm. Because I get it. He's thrown more than eight times. But the reality is, I think Kyle trusts Purdy a lot more than he trusted Jimmy Garoppolo. But it doesn't change the fundamental philosophy of Kyle that he doesn't want his quarterbacks to be superheroes. He wants them to execute his game plan, and a lot of times his game plan is to run the football. And so his numbers will be tamped down a little bit, and I'm not saying it matters, but it might matter when contract time comes around.
Well, how would it? Well, now you got me thinking. Just real quick,
and I'm not saying they won't sign him. I'm just saying
they got a game in Minnesota.
Maybe they come in and they go, you know, they go 12-5 and Purdy throws 20 touchdown passes, which would be low.
But don't you think he did okay Monday night?
That's exactly what I'm getting at. He did okay Monday night.
And I agree with that.
Right. But that's...
You don't think that's enough moving forward if that happened again, no touchdown, no picks, they win going away? Like, I'm just asking, and I know you don't have the answer.
I don't.
But at what juncture do we say he's doing it without McCaffrey? Or are you going to tell me, Guru, he's got to put up numbers? Like,
No.
Just to everybody out there, it's different for every – I feel like each athlete, all according to how you like him and how you judge him, their personality, and people are going to say, Guru, what are you talking about? I'm about to tell you. I feel like we pick and choose what metric we judge different athletes based on their personality. Do we like him? Is he the guy next door? Purdy, we talk about his outfits, and then he turns into performance, and then we're like, well, you know what? You guys won going away, but he didn't throw for four tugs. Then the guy that throws for four tugs, well, they're not – you know, I don't know where – it is for Brock Purdy. I just know they beat the Jets' ass. He had a couple touchdowns called back that would have, you know, gone on his ledger. But, Stoney, I just think this thing is headed in the direction of, hey, bro, this blank check is coming your way. It might not be 60, but it might be 54. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just, that's just me. And I know today is not the day for it, but man, if we come out of Sunday's game and they win, and let's just say he has, so it'll be eight quarters, Donnie, no touchdown, no picks.
Right.
Do you think there's a person in this football world that might be like, what's going on here?
Yes.
Wow.
They said the same thing about Garoppolo. When, and I'm not saying Garoppolo's better than Purdy, but no, all I'm saying is, I think that is what plays into the perception of Brock Purdy.
Well, there, and that's what the perception.
Here's the other thing, and maybe this is unfair, and because you just said it, but it struck something with me when you said Steiny did it without McCaffrey, so he did it without one of his weapons. But then I look at the game and I say, that was Christian McCaffrey. Jordan Mason was Christian McCaffrey the other night. He ran for 150 yards. So I'm contradicting myself because he didn't have McCaffrey, but the guy he did have was unbelievable, and that's maybe one of the reasons why he didn't have to. I think Kyle Shanahan would love to pass as little as possible.
Now he's on record.
If he had his
50-50 was his. He liked that balance, Donnie. That's what he strived for. 50-50.
And 50-50 right now is considered run heavy in the NFL. So, you know, I don't know whether, and maybe, and I think the game plan is okay against the Jets. They want to run the football. They ran it successfully. 37 times. And by the way, if that game, let's say, one of the reasons they had a high time of possession is because they were able to run the ball. But I think if they're not able to run the ball, then obviously more of the responsibility falls on Brock Purdy as a thrower. But he pays the price because the running game works a lot of the time. Yeah. So he's not asked to put up monster numbers. And does it matter when he gets paid? I don't know. That's how I would answer that. I don't know. I'm not going to say, well, it doesn't matter at all, because it might, but I don't want to say, oh, it, that's all that matters, because that might not be right either. I think it just comes down to how you assess Brock Purdy and how you factor in the fact that the 49ers, on balance, don't really like to throw the ball around a lot.
But Steiny, they throw it enough to pay their receiver, Brandon Ayuk, $30 million a year. And it ain't not to me how much you throw it. It's when you throw it and what you need to throw it for. And what you need to throw it for is first downs and touchdowns. And you're going to come as dominant as the offensive line was, led by Pooney and Trent Williams, Steiny. They were just that. But they were also, along with Malik Collins, you mentioned Floyd, Hargrave, and Bosa, they were causing pressure. I just can't wait to see Kyle again. Flores and his defensive unit last year was different, but they got the best of the Niners. They stacked the box, and McCaffrey played in that game Monday night, Steiny. Now, I know Trent and Debo didn't, but I'm up here excited just to see how Kyle's going to go about carving out or trying to carve up this Viking defense, especially if they're like, hey, Jordan Mason, great game, buddy, but it ain't going to be that. You might rush for 70 tough-ass yards, but it ain't going to be what the Jets were doing. So, like that has me fascinated to see, Steiny, maybe they got to win it on Brock's arm. And they have before.
But that'll always be I feel like that'll be the last option always. Mm. Now, maybe, and what – maybe on the first.
Like, you get ready. I think you're going to see some.
He's not ready.
That's not. He's going to be out there more than he was, I believe. Monday night.
Who, Ayuk?
Yeah.
No, catch the ball.
No doubt about it.
He's got to catch the ball.
You can't tell me the contract, the offseason wasn't on his mind dropping that ball. You just can't. So you want to negate that?
I'm telling you, the offseason wasn't on his mind.
You're saying it wasn't.
No. He's just rusty. That's why I missed I think.
All right.
Maybe it was on his mind. I don't know. I'm just trying to factor in what Kyle Shanahan is, what's his ultimate goal. For example, when they come out and they have their scripted first series, He's got a yes or no, and maybe I don't know the answer. Is he scripting those plays right now off an expectation of how the Vikings are going to defend them?
I believe so.
Or are they scripting plays irrespective of what the Vikings do?
Now, both of those are sexy, and there's a truth in one of them. I got to believe Kyle goes to the lab to see what transpired last year and what they tried to do, and then it changes. Or if you tell me if I'm right, that latter part is, we're the Niners, these are our 15. Yeah. I don't care who it is, Steinie Evan, I'm coming at you the same way. I got to believe he's looking at that film from last year. In a game, I told you they're going to beat the crap out of the Vikings last year, and they lost that game. Even with but no Debo
say,
or Trent.
Let's say last year, just as a blanket statement, the Vikings did a real nice job against the run.
Which they did. It was their lowest average yards after contact of the season
for
the Niners with McCaffrey.
So does Kyle Shanahan go into this game and say, we're the Niners, we will once again try to establish the run because we're the Niners? Or does he go in and he says, man, look at how Minnesota defended us last year. I'll tell you what, this first script for that first series, I'm going to throw it a little bit. But I'm only throwing it a little bit early to once again set up the run later. Like, I think his end goal is to always get back to running the football, even if he has to start by throwing first because the defense is designed to stop the run.
Yeah, and I always compare football to boxing, Stoney. When you got the run going, those are body punches, and you got them at your disposal. But that second part that you just mentioned, that sounded Jedi to me. And the first part may be Jedi as well, but that second part of, I'm going to use what they tried to do last year.
Last
that means
year.
Something. Up into a point, then I'm going to go into what we do. But yeah, what if something is ineffective? And that's why Kyle gets questioned at times, Stoney, of why did you call this win? Why did you go away from this? Like, that's been a thing with Kyle. And players got to execute and go block and do whatnot.
I don't even want to put that blanket over him. I was thinking about this. If you're a head coach and you're designing plays, what would be the ultimate goal in terms of what you get the defense to do? And for example, the greatest play caller of all time would be the play caller who threw a pass every single time the defense thought they were going to run and would run every single time the defense thought they were going to throw a pass, right? That would be, in theory, the greatest play caller of all time.
Okay, I can't put my initials next to that because I would say when you build something dominant, you know that I'm throwing and it's coming and we still have success.
Right, but I'm saying if for a perfect head coach, you know,
so you want to trick them, yeah.
Exactly, right. Exactly. You want to trick them.
Right.
And so that's when people say, oh, Kyle, Kyle got away from what he... I just think that's Kyle trying to run the play that he doesn't think they think you're going
to
run.
And sometimes I think that gets in the way of his brilliance because a lot of times to the average eye and average bear, if something's working, keep going to it. There is no need for change, a la the 2019 Super Bowl. And I think when you create a creative guy like him, Steinie, becomes a victim of what's going on, of his own IQ. Like, oh, I need to do this. I need to do that. I need to sprinkle in some pepper. No, it's just fine. Keep doing what you're doing. That's where I get, that's where you get second guessed and frustration comes in, Steinie. When you feel like you got to do something to cover all bases when you go away from what's working.
So you run.
I thought Bill Walsh, one of his greatest attributes, this is me, and I know I'm old enough to remember him. Steinie, if you were weak in something and they were gashing you, oh my gosh, it was coming. And it wouldn't stop until you stopped it. And I think that some of the great ones do that. If we see we got it, it's coming until you stop it.
Right. And then what happens when they stop it? Well, then that's okay. So you go to your cheater. But here's the thing: you're on a drive, and it's a 8-play drive, and you've run 7 times. Okay, now it's 1st and 10 or 2nd and 10, and you pass. Like, I don't necessarily think that's getting cute. I think it's a judgment that Shanahan may make. It's like, okay, they're, you know, we've just run 7 times out of our last 8 plays. We got a down to play with here. So I'm going to try to exploit the fact that they're stacking the box or whatever. And then they throw an incomplete pass, and we say, well, why did he do that? I don't get why he did that. It was all working before. Well, maybe he anticipated that they were going to start shutting that down, the run, if you will.
All right.
Like, I
just know this, and I know you can write it down on your notepad, because I said I wasn't going to do it. The Honey Badger said after the Super Bowl in 2019, I'll never forget this, he wanted to send a gift basket to Kyle Shanahan every time he did not run the ball, as they were gashing the Chiefs, and the Chiefs couldn't stop it, and Kyle started throwing it on that last drive. And again, it's just one Super Bowl, but Steiny, when you hear a defensive player say, you basically did us a favor, so Chris Jones now can disrupt or block Jimmy Garoppolo's passes when we had we couldn't stop you on the ground. That's all. It's a feel thing, but Steiny, I wouldn't do that one pass you just mentioned if I'm gashing you. But, easy for me
but
to
my
say.
My point is like, okay,
why would I go away from that?
If you're running the football successfully, and then on first down, you only get 2 yards on this one play, now it's 2nd and 8, and you decide to throw rather than try to get 2 4-yard pickups, like, I don't necessarily think that's going away from the run. I think it's just, you know, nobody's going to do everything all at once. I just think even when he wants to run the ball, he got to try to keep them off balance. And maybe he does get too cute there. I don't know. 888-957-9570 is the number. Coming up at 1 o'clock, courtesy of the River Islands guest line, it's going to be Warren Moon, ladies and gentlemen. 9-time Pro Bowler, over 23 seasons as a professional quarterback. Warren Moon on the other side. That segment was brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.